In Siman Tov Resh Pei Zayin, Sif Beis, we're talking about the Chiyuv of Kriyas Megillah. So we're pointing out over here that Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lishma Mikra Megillah. The Gemara says that Mikra Megillah is a Chiyuv that we're required to interrupt our learning to go to hear Mikra Megillah. Kabbal Karm L'Shar Mitzvah Shal Torah Shekulam Nitzchim Nei Mikra Megillah. The Talmud Torah, what is such an important mitzvah of learning Torah, which is equivalent to all the mitzvahs, Chazal instituted Mikra Megillah and overrode that, so other mitzvahs will also be true. The only things which override Mikra Megillah, there's nothing other than chutz, mimeis mitzvah shein l'kavrim, meis mitzvah which doesn't have people to bury it. Now the Ramah adds the words kedei tzarcha, and the Mishmur will discuss that. The simple reading of the Gemara, the Gemara is talking about that there's nobody else available to bury him. So since that's the meis mitzvah of the Torah, a full fledged meis mitzvah. So that overrides Mikra Megillah. Shebegeya by kovra tchila v'achakach kare. So in that situation, the situation of Meitz Mitzvah, that takes precedence before the Kriya. Now, comes along the Ramah, the Ramah says, one second, what are we saying? We're saying that Mikra Megillah overrides Mitzvahs D'Oraisa. How do we understand that? So the Ramah says, one second, we're not talking about it's a choice of either or. We're talking about a choice of who goes first and who goes second. B'chol Zol Amari Ela B'Deika shows that Lasa Shtein, that it's time to do both. And the question is, which one goes first? So the answer is Mikra Megillah goes first. Separate by Meis Mitzvah, Meis Mitzvah goes first. Well, imi yavshel lasser shtein. But if you're talking about there's only time for one, and the question is which one, so the ain shul mitzvah deraisa nidchis b'nei Mikra Megillah. It's not mistaber. Adam, you're shutting on a phone? Hello? Okay. You're talking about that there's Hi, we're holding the Sif Beis. So we're holding in the Ramah. So he said over here that Mikra Megillah, even though it's Rabbanan, takes precedence over his Deraisa. The Ramah is saying that's only true when we're discussing there's time for both and which one goes first. But if it's Avlan Imi Evshel Lasser Shtein, Ancient Mitzvah Deraisa Nidchas V'Nei Mikra Megillah. But if it's a question of one or the other, you don't have time for both. So then we're not going to say that the Mitzvah Derabbanan should override Mitzvah Deraisa. V'hodim Eis Mitzvah Kodim Hanu Dafka B'Efshad Loi L'Kar Ra'achakach. Then he says something So let's say certain mitzvahs are time-bound mitzvahs d'oraisa, and I only have time for one or the other. So we will discuss that the mitzvah d'oraisa takes precedence, and we're saying if there's time for both, so Mikra Megillah is done first, and other mitzvah is done second. By Meis Mitzvah is done first. However, in a case where there's not enough time for both, during the day, so it makes sense to read the Megillah first and then do the mitzvah of Kavur Belilah, because there's no whatever our menhagim are mikra, then you can be karev with somebody Belilah. So there's no rush on there's no time limits on the Meis Mitzvah.
You can be karev for someone Belilah?
What?
Whenever what? You can be karev for someone that Belilah?
There's no problem in karev with somebody Belilah.
I know.
Right. So, So if there's a time limit on the Mikra Megillah, and there's no time limit on the Kvura, and we're saying the Kvura should be done first and Mikra Megillah will be done second, you might end up with no Mikra Megillah. So then it doesn't make sense. That doesn't make sense in that situation to do Mikra Megillah and to do Kvura afterwards. But if you have two mitzvahs, Mikra Megillah and another mitzvah, which is the Deraisa, which both have a time limit, there's only time for one, so you do the mitzvah Deraisa, and there's time for both. You do Mikra Megillah first, and if there's time for both Kvura and Mikra Megillah, you do Kvura first. Okay, so that's how the sif reads out. Let's see.
Is Kvura special? Let's say
Well, Kriya Shema, let's say for example, it's a Kriya Shema, we'll talk about Kriya Shema of the Lila, right? So the person was an onus and he couldn't read the Megillah or say Shema at the beginning of the nighttime. And now it's at the end of the nighttime, and he can either get Mikra Megillah in or Kriya Shema. He'll get Kriya Shema in because it's the Reis. If you have time for both, so let me say Mikra Megillah will go first and Kriya Shema will go second. It will be done first.
And Tadir, Mishnah Tadir is not?
So we're saying the Pesumanisa element overrides that.
Even for a Yachid.
Even for a Yachid, right. But on that, he's saying the exception to that is Kavur Sameis. Kavur Sameis will go before Mikra Megillah because of the covet. Okay. So Mavala Talmantar, Sif Skot and Zion. But Shalomer, after Talmud Torah, Shakul Kenega Kol HaMitzvahs, even though Talmud Torah is the most important mitzvah, it's equal to all the mitzvahs. V'filo t'hoyesa Talmud Torah shal chabur g'daylo shal mea anoshim shal lendu beis abayis. Okay, so there's a large group learning Torah in some private house. They're mechuyev. If you're looking tzarich levato, v'leilach l'kroyis the betzibur mishum b'rovam haris malach. So not only do they have to interrupt to read, they have to do it in the most proper way, which is with the whole tzibur b'rovam haris malach. Comes along the chayyim and says, so according to that, theoretically, if you have a city which has the basic kesses hagadol of the city, and they have many other smaller shuls. So on Purim night, everybody's going to have to close their shul and go to the main shul. That's not true. In this case, person has a regular minyan which he always davens in. So ein tzorach leilach lebeis hakneses. He does not need to go to the beis hakneses. But the case over here was if I have a tzibur learning in my house or learning in this place, but they don't have a minyan kabua. And we could say, well, you know what? We could interrupt for the laning, stay here and have somebody lane. It'll go much more quickly than if we have to, everybody has to stop, go to the main shul, and then whatever. So we lose a lot more time, but still, that you have to do. Because that was a place where there was no, kviyas, that wasn't their kviyas to daven there. But a case where you daven there with kviyas, that would be, you're not mechuyev to mevatel your minyan in order to go to join the main minyan.
What's big kviyas?
It's a regular minyan.
It's going on the tzibur, not the yachin.
Correct. Right. So the shartzian in Sukkot and Yud point, he spells it out. He's not the kavanasa. What the chayla means. The Malkam Shirogal Ispalo who Gamkein Beis Medrash. They have a Beis Medrash where they learn, and they also there's a regular minion there. The Shemira Noshim Ispalo Mishum. It's a smaller group. The Shemira and they don't mechuyev leilach the basic classes. They're not mechuyev to go to the main shul. Dato kobot and what they can see is katana sheyesh beir from mekulam leilach the basic classes hagdolah. That we don't, we're not machir to mivato all of the shuls in town. So listen, Shomer Emunah is a larger shul, so Rabbi Chin and Rabbi Krantz and Rabbi Frank and Rabbi Volovsky all have to mivato the minyanim, and David and the Svarim also, because that's the Ramchal Hazmelech. So everybody should, we have to put and the yeshiva, and everybody should be mivato the minyanim and go to the David the main the bigger shul. That's not true. Alim Balabai, yes, Dominion Bebeis. By
Lubovsky. Lubovsky.
Yeah.
Who's him?
Avshaminyan is the Babashir fellow. Avshaminyan Shaloi Hubikvius. Mistab the Tarak Ledach by Sakhnash Shabir Mashum Pesuminis. But if I have a private minion in my house, it's not a shul, it's not a basic bedrash. I have a private minion which we get together every night and we daven marv together in our my house. But, you know, that itself that's in the house, it's not really part of a shul, so that's saying I have no rights to maintain my minyan as opposed to going to the main shul. Whereas one shul has a right to maintain its minyan over another shul. Okay. Okay. Now the Ramah added this word, the Meis Mitzvah goes first. If he doesn't have kovrim kadei tzorachai, doesn't have enough kovrim, doesn't have enough people to bury. So now the case of Meis Mitzvah, which is the ikur din of Meis Mitzvah, which is has a kohen has a lot of become tamei for. Right? The Torah says that, you know, the even though kohen can't become tamei for except for his relatives, or kohen gadol can't become tamei for anybody, but for Meis Mitzvah they can become tamei. So that's not what we're talking about over here, because that's the point. The person has nobody else to take care of him at all. Over here, he has other people to take care of them. Just he could use some more people to help. It's in the city. There are other people available to bury him. It's not a case of where the mace is sitting there with nobody taking care of him, and that's mamash bizoyan. Adding another person to do it, which makes it go more quickly, and it should go before the Mishra Megillah. It's just adding kavod. It's not because there's a bizoyan over here. It still goes first. That's what the Ramah is adding when he says those words, that we're not talking about the bona fide Meis Mitzvah. We're talking about even a lesser, much lesser case that also takes precedence.
Hello,
fellow. The Ramah later on in Tavri Sadivav again points out that if a choice between bearing the mace first and laying the Megillah first, you lay the mace first. You bury the mace first. Now, Abu Morgan of Rome, Hebe Bashem Kamapois, the Serial, who the Dafka may smit some mamish, Shimitso, Basoda, Shumutu, Bizoyan, Shaylo, Kerbam Cloud, the bona fide may smit, which he's out there in the field all by himself, there's nobody there to take care of him, he has nobody to bury him. So that is may smit, so that goes before Mikra Migil. Abu Beir, Sheshon Noshim, Shadoyagim Bavur, there are other people who could take care of, who are taking or could take care of the mace. Mikra Megillah Kaidim. Mikra Megillah goes first, except in Loi B'Talma Chacham, Shekabarosa Kaidim Mikra Megillah. A person who learns, or for sure a person who's the teacher of this in the city, his career goes before the Mikra Megillah. But otherwise, in the city, Mikra Megillah will go first, and Kuvar would go second, or the other people will take care of him. And they already laid whatever, and he will go on his way and do Mikra Megillah. Once they started already to bury him, so they don't interrupt. Was nitka Mikra Megillah legamri. So here we have a din of oisim mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. They bring oisim in the mitzvah of kavura. They started it already. They don't interrupt. And if they end up not having mikra megillah, they don't have mikra megillah. That's the rule of oisim mitzvah, potam in a mitzvah. But that hasn't started yet. Neither one has started. The question is, what should we do? Should we do A or B? So it's be'ir. We're not going to say that we should do kavur before Mikra Megillah. If the Mikra Megillah would end up everybody leaving the mace and nobody would leave the mace all alone, it might be called bizoyan. That would be a different problem. But comes from Mother Moses. Says, this whole discussion over here is not which one is doich of the other. The issue is which one goes first, but they're going to end up doing both. Imikah shows, wouldn't then you milo Megillah? Imikah shows lasa shtein, Megillah kader mishum pesuminisa. If it's, there's time to do both, you do the milo afterwards. But however, there's a minig to do the milah first, because sasan is referring to milah. So milah was part of what So it says Ara v'simcha v'sasan. So Ara is Tara, Simcha is Yamtev, and Sasan is Mila. And so the flow should be, and so we go from Ara to Sasan before, and then we go to Mikra Megillah. So we lane to the Mila, lane the Tara, do the Mila, and then lane the Megillah. As he says over there. Okay, now, but the Rama said, but if it's a question, you cannot do both. If you don't do the mitzvah deraisa now, it will end up not without doing it at all. So the Mikra Megillah would end up being doicha the mitzvah deraisa totally. So then the mitzvah deraisa goes first. When it comes to Kavura's mace, he said if you're going to end up not having time to do the Megillah afterwards, do it first, which ends up Lachara, you're doing the Megillah by day and not the Kavura at all. Yeah, the answer is, but over there, Hasamli is about to leave the Gamer Mitzvah's Kavura, the Afshel of the cover Belilah, you'll be covered with the mace Belilah. If their situation is such that they're in a dangerous situation, if they cover the mace now, they'll be able to cover him. If they don't, they wait till nighttime, will not be safe, and the next day won't be safe. So by laying the Megillah, you'll end up not doing Kavura, then you do Kavura. Kavura it will take precedence over Mikra Megillah. But the case with the remote over here is that you'll do the Megillah by day and the Kavura b'layla. In ain shum mitzvah deraisa nidches. In ain shum mitzvah Megillah, hu rak min rabbanan.
I thought we said chutz mimis mitzvah.
Again, the remote point is that if you're matching up one or the other, deraisa goes first. It takes precedence. Right? If it's which, you do both, the question is which one's first or second, so then Mikra Megillah goes first, except for by Meis Mitzvah. But then the Rama added this interesting thing. It says, but if it's one or the other, so then you should do the Deraisa, except for by Meis Mitzvah, you do Mikra Megillah.
So he's holding on the...
So what is he saying? No, he's saying, because the answer is, because when you're discussing who goes first, who goes second... Right. So if you're by day, you can do both by day. So Meis Mitzvah goes first, but Meis Mitzvah can be done b'layla also. So if I'm at the end of my day, and I can say, listen, Meis Mitzvah goes first, so I'll do Meis Mitzvah and end up with no Megillah. Well, why? That's not logical. Do Megillah now, and do Meis Mitzvah afterwards. You'll have both.
How long does Meis Mitzvah take?
How long? Whatever long it takes. But if it's going to be a situation, well, it depends when you found them. You found them, but you haven't lained. It's now shkiyas at 7 o'clock, and they haven't lained. That it's now 6:30. Well, it's going to, if you do the Meis Mitzvah now, you're not going to do Mikra Megillah. So do Megillah now and do Meis Mitzvah at 7 o'clock, right? But if the situation they find him at 9 o'clock in the morning, it's a question of Meis Mitzvah or Mikra Megillah. Do Meis Mitzvah and the Mikra Megillah will come afterwards. So Meis Mitzvah is not a perfect parallel. He says it's now 6:30. And he hasn't put on tefillin yet for today, or he either lay Megillah put on tefillin. It's one or the other. So I say, put on tefillin, right? Because the righteous take precedence. So do Meis Mitzvah takes precedence. It doesn't. It's not a fair parallel because Meis Mitzvah doesn't have a time limit, and whereas Mikra Megillah does. But tefillin and the Megillah both had a time limit. It's meal. It's Yom Shemini. They haven't done meal yet. It's the child was a question. They decided they passed, and it's now 6:45 Shkia, 6:45 Shkia, 6:45. They can either do Mila or Mikra Megillah. So you do Mila. So you want to do Mikra Megillah, but both have a time limit, right? But Meis Mitzvah doesn't have a time limit, so it makes sense in that situation it should go second. That's what he's saying over here. In Sivkot Nyud, Masha Kosov the Kamedim, E. Efshel of the Kara.
So I ever go first. When you have time to do both it and the
Mitzvah. When you have time to do both, you'll do Meis Mitzvah first.
Uh-huh.
You have time to do both by day, right? So
I thought we said that Meis Mitzvah can always be, pushed off to Alayla.
I understand, but if I can do both, if I'll have time after I finish Meis Mitzvah to do Mikra Megillah, then Meis Mitzvah takes precedence.
Meis Mitzvah takes precedence unless you end up losing Mikra Megillah.
Correct. It says Anachanami, but in a case where, but that's where I can't do it, Belilah. So the Meis Mitzvah is like any other. It's the same thing as Mila. It will be impossible to bury this mace alive. It's not safe out there. There's marauding robbers running all over the place. Right? So I have a choice either to do mace mitzvah now or Mikra Megillah, one or the other. So mace mitzvah takes precedence. It's the right. So that's like Mila. But that's not the point. The point over here is discussing precedence, first or second. So in that situation, mace mitzvah will end up being second, where it's not where he could do a Belila. Now, it's a cotton yural. Ancient mitzvah derives in Nizkas. Midnesha Mikra Megillah, Humrak, Midrabana. Vayim Batasha, Hebe Bashem, Rishal Ubach. The Talmud Mikra Megillah, Kaira, Mishum Pesuminiso. Vagro, Bibiura, Gamkain, Cyber, Hochi, Ayn Shom. So they say tremendous Kiddush. They say, even though the dinner Mikra Megillah is Drabana, first of all, Dibri Kabbalah are Kedibri Torah. And the result that you're accomplishing, the Pirsum Anisa, is such an important point, you'll end up not doing the Mitzvah D'oraisa B'Shei Bal Tasa. So the Pirsum Anisa will override the Mitzvah Satara B'Shei Bal Tasa. So he won't put on tefillin B'Shei Bal Tasa, and he'll Mekayim Pirsum Anisa. So that's what the Tasa holds you would do. So you have a choice of either or, they hold you do Mikra Megillah. That's the Taz, the Marshal, the Bach, and the Gro. Right, so that's some pretty But one thing you have to point out there in the case where If you have a mitzvah d'oraisa, which you need to do now, it's Kriya Shema now, which you have to, in case it's not Kriya Shema or Mikra Megillah, you'll do Kriya Shema and then Mikra Megillah afterwards. That's not his point. His point is when it's a question of either or, so Mikra Megillah takes precedence. Okay. But Efshel Alakara, that makes sense. It goes first. You'll have time to read the Megillah afterwards. Alvim hu samach l'shcheshecha, the case where it's close to nightfall, Yikra Megillah, you'll read the Megillah, the Hamei Sitzah, after the cover of a letter, because you'll make sure so you do afterwards at nighttime. And he said, Hetik Ramah B'Shem Merah Mizrahi. That's what he quotes this is from the Relio Mizrahi, the Re'im. Abba Kama Akranim, there's your list over here, it's the Taz, the Magan Ram, Pichadash, and Agra. Chol Gamozet. Some of the people of Oyvind Shayitcha, Hamil Megillah the Gamri, We don't push off the Meitz Mitzvah to Lila because it's not covered in Brias to leave him waiting. And even though you'll end up with no Mitzvah Megillah, so you'll end up with no Mitzvah Megillah. Now, okay, and Kibar Be'arn Eliel, the Dafka of Meitz Mitzvah Mamish. Abalob Eshar Meitzim. Well, it depends what we're talking about. We're talking about a case of Meitz Mitzvah Mamish. So then the Taz and the Gro are right. So over there, it's a question, he's found the Masada. And there's nobody else there to take care of him. And if he doesn't do a thing, if he walks away and does the Megillah, so your mom is leaving him a Bizoyan. So then the Meis Mitzvah takes precedence, and you'll end up with no Mikra Megillah, you'll end up with no Mikra Megillah.
Meis Mitzvah, Mamish is, there's no Shomrin?
There's nobody there to take care of him. He found Mitzvah Basada. So he's been Bizoyan, he doesn't have anybody there to take care of him, ain't no carver. Even in a case of Shar Meisim, which means they have people to take care of them, and we'll say that will extend the idea of the Ramah that Shar Meisim also the Kura goes before Megillah. So it comes out that the argument between the Ramah and the Gra is incorrect. You can't really call it a machlokes. The Ramah added the words kedei tzarchai. So Ramah's case, he's talking about meis mitzvah. He's talking about a case of a meis mitzvah where there are other people. It's just there's not enough people. You want some more people to help. On that case, the Ramah says at the end, if it's a question of Mikra Megillah or Kvura, do the Mikra Megillah today and we'll do Kvura tonight. The Gra did not add the words Kedei Tzarcha, and Hilum, the case was a case of Meis Mitzvah Mamish. So then he says that what the Ramah is adding at the end is not correct. That's true, because Ramah wasn't referring to the case the Gra was referring to. Ramah's case was a case where there were other Karvim. And a case of the other Karvim, yes, it is, it's not Kol Matul B'Bizoyin. So that situation, it comes to Ramah, Lane Megillah now, we'll bury Belila. The gross case is a case where there is nobody else. And that case, that's not the truth. You don't say Lane now and do Kur Belila. You say do Kur now and tough luck on the Mikra Megillah. Right? That's, so they're not really arguing. They're, once you set up the first case, so the rest of it flows. So the Shartzin and Tezvov points that out. Nearly partial. Nearly odd. Mashi hit the Ramah at Tiber Mizrahi. Mishum Shigia Mikarim Bemeshen Lekarim Kadet Sarchai. Then a Mesmitz Amamish. So in the Ramah's Hagoah before that he said the case was a Mesmitz Amamish, then the Mizrahi at the end makes sense. Alba Mesmitz Amamish, after the Gam Humayr the Diver Achrainim. So, but in the case where it's a Mesmitz Amamish, which they, what they're referring to, he would agree to the other Achrainim. So there's no Machlaikas. After they found that some of the Kharnim say point that out. Okay. Yeah. Simon Tov Reish Peches. Din Krachim and Makabim Machim and Mimash Yishu Benun. Uboy Ches Sifim. Krachim and Makabim Machim and Mimash Yishu Benun. Cities which had walls from the time of Yishu Benun. Actually, we know that the walls are no longer there. Current Tesvav, they read not on the Yudal, but on Tesvav. Filo imheim mechutzal aretz. So, since Shushan was a walled city, Shushan was mechutzal aretz. So we see our definition of a walled city is not limited only to Eretz Yisrael. We'll see later on that we differentiate between what's called an ir and what's called a kfar. An ir is a city and a kfar is a village. The kfarim have certain rights of sometimes laning earlier than Yudalad because they live out in these wild bull yonders. And the city always is on Yudalad. Part of the definition of the city is that it has 10 batlonim. Temelanim is perish b'telim b'malachlan roiskim b'tzarchi tzibur. There's 10 people which do not work and they're available. Rashi learns that the Gemara learns. Rashi explains over there that they're always available in the Beis HaKnesses to help with the minyan, etc. They're there to be. So there's a paid karlel, and their purpose is to be there, available to help with minyan on them, etc. So that's called a big city.
Help with the minyan, what, etc.
Right. Now, I want to come along and say something called a krach, which is mukav. So maybe the definition of a krach, which is mukav, is it's an ear with a wall. So there's no lasar batlonim. It's not an ear. It can't be called a krach. I said, no, that's not true. Even if it doesn't have 10 batlonim. If once it's mukav, it's mukav. Now, v'hu shahukav, v'hu kach yoshav, v'shiyoshav t'chila al das l'kifu achar kach. Either they built a wall. It's a semi-planned situation. Either they built the wall and then they put the houses inside. So it means the wall was built to be to define the city, or they started moving in with the plan to build the wall afterwards. But so it means that the city, Mitzchilas Hivaldoi, was a walled city. But a city which had for many years was an open city, and then one day they said, let's put a wall around the city. So it started out as a city without a wall. It doesn't change by putting a wall on it. But the Ramah points out, Mistama, we assume that the order was Hukah from the Sefer Yasha. When I'm chidi choishish, that the order was wrong. If we know otherwise, you know otherwise. We can't ignore that. But we're not chidi choishish for that. Okay. The mishabura sivkot and olive. So we have cities which are become mikham and mesi shubin kibizman mordechai beesanes ksiv. The Megillah says the time of Mordechai when the Nase happened. Shehudim shemchol malkum nilchemu b'yam yudgimel, menachem b'yam yudalit. People in general fought for one day, the 13th, and the 14th they rested. Well, so I saw mishtav simcha. They established that day as a day of celebration. B'shushan nitan liyehudim lilochem imaakum gam b'yam yudalit. They fought again on the 14th. Also, Yom Tov HaTetzvav, and they celebrated on the 15th. Since already in the time of the original story of Purim, there were two different days of celebration. When Purim was established for the generations to come, so which Esther requested that they should make the kviyas of this day. And it was established in Klal Yisrael. So they established it. They established it with two different days. Now, really, so we say, really the main place where the Nes happened was Shushan. So you say any city, so we'll say, well, we want to expand it to other cities like Shushan. So it should be totally if you had a wall at the time of Shushan, time of this story. Right? It shouldn't be totally in Yemos Yishuv Ben Nun, which was approximately 900 years earlier, right? That wouldn't necessarily be a logical thing. But you run the second shabachol ear shehimukavas chaimikem ashushan yidarmel ashushan lasus b'tevav. The logic should be any city which had a wall at that point in time should be like Shushan. Well, you run leitlus a covered b'shushan. Logic would say it should be dependent on Shushan. The second shekhal yirshi mukevas chayma mimoyis achashverish yikru b'tesvav. So why don't they do that? Achkeven sheretz Yisrael ha'yisacharebe v'yisacharese. Eretz Yisrael was at that point in time already desolate. V'yed zafiza ayoros ha'mukevas b'chutz la'aretz chashuvas mehem. Means the walled cities outside Eretz Yisrael will be more chashuv than the cities in Israel, which were once upon a time walled, and now they're no longer walled because of the destruction. So that's not right. Well, Cain tiknu lechwayd Eretz Yisrael. Shekol ir shahim mukevas mimos Yishuv Ben Nun yikru b'tesvav So they said it depends on what they had a wall once upon a time, the time of Yeshua, when Kaiser came there to show. Rishab Yudalit, all of the other people will read on Yudalit. The Baal Shushan, Shushan will be the exception. Shababisha Ainam Kemas Kamas Shumanun, if Allah Kermit says, well, Nesha Boy, Nasa Hanes. So that's where the nace happens, so obviously the Shushan will be on Tesvov. But other than that, all of the cities will depend on what it was at the time of Yeshua ben Nun, and not what the time it is, what type of wall it had at that point in time. Let's hold it here. Excuse me.